This I Believe. Maulsby Kimball, Jr. is art director of the Haverford School and of the Bryn Mawr Arts Center, which he helped found in 1937. He was the first president of the Pennsylvania Art Education Association. Here now is Maulsby Kimball, Jr.
My first belief is in the rich potential of man. My second belief is that most of this potential lies untouched within him and has hardly begun to be used. I believe that we are on the threshold of a new age wherein man will release and consciously use these dimly understood reservoirs of his own nature. Today we are experiencing disturbances throughout the world in the breakdown of traditional religion and morality. I believe that this growing disturbance can only be reversed by a science of man which embraces all of the realities that make up man and brings out and develops his real inner powers. Man has conquered many frontiers around the world and in the field of natural science. I believe that civilization will go forward or will retreat, depending on whether he conquers the last and greatest frontier, his own nature and the powers that are within it. We now face the challenge wherein all that can be experienced in religion and faith on the one hand, and natural science on the other, in philosophy and art, must meet and be resolved in a higher and fully conscious synthesis, the full attainment of the human spirit. Here man will live from the deepest inner impulses and use every phase of his acquired knowledge and experience for their greater realization. It is only so used that his knowledge will have a real and lasting value. Next, I believe that spirit is both real and knowable, and can be found as a great and usable reservoir in the depths of man's own being. Both religion and art have aimed towards the release of these inner forces, and the finer disciplines of each are powerful agents towards this. In the body of man itself are the channels through which this potential may be released. It is the temple, as spoken of in the New Testament. I believe that the greatest challenge of today is to education. The one-sidedness that characterizes us as adults does not as yet exist in the young child. I believe that a far finer flowering can come as a normal process of maturing when education is carried forward in the light of a knowledge of the full nature of the being of the child and of the rhythm of unfoldment inherent in him. I believe that the keynote of this finer unfoldment lies in the field of creative activity, so broadly conceived as to permeate every living process, and that education must be transformed from an intellectual to a creative process if we are to attain our full stature as human beings. I believe that every experience of early education must be enriched by the use of imagination, and that it is through imaginative activity in the early years that the inner being is strengthened. A unified and balanced organic activity in the whole being must be established if his entire nature, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, is to be brought to maturity. Freedom will come only through the fuller disciplined release of all of the faculties of man. I believe that the great increase in creative activity in adults and the searching on the part of many for the renewal of spiritual sources is indicative of a stirring of inner creative energies which act from the center of our being, in which are speaking more and more strongly from a deep inner necessity, a necessity which is the emergence of the age which is to come.
They're the beliefs of Maulsby Kimball, Jr., whose life is devoted to helping others release their creative and artistic energies to find their own inner potentials.